is a tremendous deterrent to speaking Lashon Hara, and this will be the conclusion of Perek Gimel of Shaar Zechira. This is a real letdown, but it's the truth, and it's important to know. And again, we're all here to be machasik ourselves in this midah. But obviously, this is not Gishmak to hear. Rubafao, I don't know who he's referring to, which Rubafao, but he wrote a sefer called Marvei Lashon, that the Chavetz Chaim is quoting. And he brings from the Chovos Avavos and Sharak Nia, which is humility in Perek Zayin, that says that when people come to Cheshbon, they're going to see lots of zechuyos, mitzvahs that they didn't do. And they're going to ask, where is this coming from? The response is, oh, people spoke bad about you. And so they lost out their zechuyos when they spoke bad about you, and you got it. And then you're going to look at your own personal sefer zechuyos, and you're wondering, well, it's missing quite a lot of the things that you did. And they'll tell you that that's also because you spoke bad about other people. And so, of course, you're going to find now a sefer of chovos of things that you did not do. And those are from an exchange from the people that you spoke bad about. This is an idea that's written in other Svarim HaKadoshim, says the Chofetz Chaim. This is a famous idea. When someone speaks bad about you, Rachmana Litzlan, then you end up being a recipient of their good, and they take your bad. And the same is true, Rachman San, if you were to speak about other people. So the Chofetz Chaim says that a person who, this is their habit, this is who they are, they have this bad midah, they speak Lashon Hara all the time. Says the Chofetz Chaim, there's no solution to their problem. And even a person who has a habit of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs all the time, and they're matzliach, they go a week or 2 weeks, and they have tremendous eternal scar that's guaranteed through their Torah and the mitzvahs. But then, and then their friend speaks bad about them, and they get all these chuyos in exchange, and any aver that may be waiting for them to be paid off, and Olam Haba is off their backs and goes to their friend, and they go on months and years, and they're doing amazing, and that's how it can work throughout a person's life until the day of their death. So the Chofetz Chaim says, in summary, that a person who speaks Lashon Hara is at risk of leaving this world, and he is going to be stripped and empty of all of his possessions, his eternal possessions that he has once acquired through his Torah and his mitzvos. And in place of it will be averus of all different types, from many different people, that he received because of throughout his life, first speaking Lashon Hara. And that's why David HaMelech, before everything, before he says, guard yourself from evil and do good, he's saying, just guard your Lashon from bad. Because through guarding one's Lashon, so much good will be waiting for him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he'll have, that he'll keep, that he's not going to be giving to other people.